With SRN News, I'm John Scott. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says European leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had a constructive virtual discussion with President Trump, 2 days ahead of the president's planned meeting in Alaska with Russian President Vladimir Putin. BBC correspondent Peter Bowes reports on speculation about land for peace possibilities.
There is clearly some sentiment in Europe that it is not involved in this meeting, and the extent to which President Zelensky may or may not be involved in any aspect of this meeting is still unclear, although President Zelensky making his views very clear in terms of land that he is not prepared to give up. President Trump has talked about some swapping of land between Russia and Ukraine, perhaps to the benefit of both. Very vague talk at the moment.
French President Emmanuel Macron says President Trump was very clear in the virtual meeting with European leaders that the U.S. wants to achieve a ceasefire at the summit. President Trump visiting the Kennedy Center today. He's announcing the recipients of this year's honors. The nation's budget deficit rose again last month, despite some record tariff income.
We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs.
That was President Trump last week. Treasury Department data show a 273% rise in customs revenue from last year. At the same time, however, the federal budget deficit continues to grow, climbing 20% this fiscal year. Tariff revenues are not yet offsetting increased federal spending, which includes growing interest payments on public debt and Social Security cost of living increases. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher and in record territory. The Dow up 326 points. The NASDAQ composite rising 14. This is SRN News. A Texas woman sues an abortion pill provider. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Liana Davis says the father of her unborn child caused her to have a miscarriage by slipping abortion pills into a hot beverage she was drinking without her knowledge. Her lawsuit states that the father, quote, obtained these drugs from Aid Access, a criminal organization that illegally ships abortion pills into Texas and other jurisdictions where abortion has been outlawed. A growing number of such cases are coming before U.S. courts as the pills become easier to get. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another country will unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the United Kingdom, and Canada in granting the Palestinians' aspirations at the United Nations General Assembly next month. Israel opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiation between itself and the Palestinians and cannot be unilaterally imposed by outsiders. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
GE Appliances plans to spend $3 billion expanding its U.S. operations. GE will shift production of refrigerators, gas ranges, and water heaters out of China and Mexico. The plan is to add 1,000 jobs and modernize GE Appliances' American plants in the coming 5 years. It will affect operations in Kentucky and Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Wall Street's benchmarks opened higher this morning, adding to the record highs hit a day earlier when better-than-expected U.S. inflation data raised hopes that the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate next month. There's also relief over an extended three-month truce in the U.S.-China trade dispute. And talks will continue between both countries, discussions aimed at reaching an agreement on tariffs and trade. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.